Live from 1416 Locust in the heart of Western Gateway Park, downtown Des Moines, it's Heather and Wicket.
What's up? Question up on Facebook right now.
What's the one thing, or what's one thing about your entire life that you would like to go back and change? We put you in a DeLorean. What's one choice in your life that you would change? 515-244-1033. It's on Facebook. It's on Twitter. It's on Threads. I did get somebody yesterday, by the way, who, during Tell Us Something We Don't Know, had this to say on Threads. This has nothing to do with Tell Us Something We Don't Know. This is solely to say hello to Wicket. I downloaded this app just so I could say hi to you, since this app gets no love. Thank you, Junior 8 Tony. Appreciate you. @Laser1033 on Threads.
Threads is weird because...
because no one uses it?
Well, no. From my perspective, if you're a girl on Threads, if you identify as a woman on Threads, there's this entire campaign for women to follow women.
Okay.
And so all I see on Threads are, hey, girls, let's follow each other.
Right, like, yeah.
And it's people you don't know.
Dudes don't do that. Guys! Let's follow each other on Threads. Let's get it. It doesn't happen that way. No, we don't do that.
And part of me, honestly, is like, why are we stereotyping ourselves? Threads, sewing, women following women. What's happening here?
But what is that one choice you would change in your life if you could get back into Doc Brown's DeLorean? 515-244-1033.
The question comes up because a study of married people.
Oh, God.
Finds that one in three, so about 33% of currently married people, not even people, some of which might be divorced.
No, these are currently married people.
Would not marry their current spouse, given the opportunity to change that about the past.
This is one of those where I think back to the metaphor that you gave us during Walking Fed. I am surrounded by married couples, okay? There's one to my right and one to my left on my street, all right? There's nine, we play poker, nine guys play poker on Friday nights. We're all married. Every one of them is married. So that means either my neighbor John and his wife Molly, or my neighbor Mike and his wife Kim, or me.
And we know it's not
it's you. It's not me. But that means that one of those two would want to go back and get unmarried.
Make different choices.
That's heavy, Heather.
That's horrifying.
It is horrifying, because that was one of the best days of my life. It was the last great party we threw. It was a great time. And Lee is who I want to spend the rest of my time on this earth with. But that's scary. But is there a choice in your life you would go, maybe not marriage? It doesn't have to be marriage.
I mean, it could be. It could be. One in three married people would go back in time and not marry their person. It could be that, but...
And if you are married and you feel this way, you can change your name. 515-244-1033.
Oh, yeah. We'll even run you through the voice changer.
If you would like that, 515-244-1033. On Twitter, Chris already hit us up at @Laser1033. Stayed in the military longer than I wanted to. Okay. I mean, that could be you were there for 4 years. Maybe you stayed for six. Maybe you were there for 6 years. You only wanted to be there for two. Like, I don't know how long Chris wanted to be in there or how long he wound up being in there. But his answer was, I stayed in the military longer than I wanted to.
I tend to do that. I tend to do things longer than I should.
I believe that.
Because I want to make 100% sure that I'm absolutely miserable in whatever thing before I turn around and abandon it forever.
The devil you know versus... the devil you don't know kind of idea.
Well, it's like, let's use something just simple, like living in a city. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I want to make sure I have done literally everything I might want to do in that city. So maybe I'm combing before I move forever and I never come back. Maybe I'm combing through what's going on tonight. Oh, there's a tea tasting. I've never done a tea tasting. And it's like, maybe I've never thought about tea before because I'm a coffee drinker. And suddenly I'm like, oh, I got to check that off the list. Like, and so that's how I am about almost everything. I have to explore every possible angle before I say done.
What one choice would you change if you could get in that DeLorean and go back and do it? 515-244-1033. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and Threads @Laser1033.
515-244-1033.
One in three married people claim that if they could go back in time and not marry their person, they would choose that. Now, we're not even talking about people in general, some of which might be divorced currently. These are currently married people, which begs the question.
Oh, my gosh.
If you could go back in time and change one thing, what would it be?
Laser, who's this?
Hey, this is Justin. Good morning.
What's up, Justin? If you could get in Doc Brown's DeLorean and you could go back in time, what's one choice in your life you would change?
I'm 41 now, and when I was 18, I would go join the military, serve the country.
So you regret not doing that?
I regret not doing that. I definitely wish I would have done my time.
What did you do instead?
Got a job, got married, had kids.
Are you still married with kids?
Yeah. I'm married with more kids.
Is it the same woman?
No, I'm on number two.
Okay. Did you get married at 18?
21.
Oh, Justin, you should have called me for advice on that. My number one relationship rule is don't get married in your 20s, and you went real early. You already know. What am I telling you?
I've been listening to Laser since I was 16 years old, and you didn't have... You weren't on the radio. Then.
I was on my high school station in suburban Detroit.
Right.
I wasn't here yet.
Right. I get it.
What do you regret about not joining the military?
I had an uncle that served in the Air Force, and he just died, and he was buried out in Arlington.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out to his service in Arlington, and being in D.C. alone, it definitely changed me, and it made my eyes open up about, you know, our country, and I wish I would have served.
Did you get the option? Was it presented to you and you shot it down?
No.
Okay.
It wasn't pushed at all, and, you know, I graduated in 01.
When I was 16 years old, I remember an Army recruiter coming to my door, and they were going door to door. I think maybe I checked a box during something at school, and I told them to come to my door, if I remember correct, or something like that. But I remember, and I had zero interest doing it at 16 years old. They wouldn't have taken me anyway. But I had zero interest in joining the military at 16. That's really an interesting answer, Justin.
Like I said, I graduated in 01, so that was 9/11.
Oh, my.
I was a pissed off American like the rest of us, you know, and I didn't do it, and I had no interest back then, zero interest.
Sure, I understand.
I definitely wish I would have.
515-244-1033. What is something that, given the opportunity, you would go back in time to change? Question comes up because one in three married people would go back in time and not marry the same person.
Yeeks. Jeffrey gives an answer, and again, this is one of those where he's like, "Oh, I'd go back and invest in Bitcoin." Like, I think we'd all go back and be like, "You know what? I'm gonna put $1,000 on Bitcoin when it trades for 6 cents, and then all of a sudden, you'd be Mark Zuckerberg rich."
Those are crystal ball things,
right? Right. This is something that happened in your life that you would go back and change. Now, somebody did ask me once. I remember sitting in my friend John's kitchen, and he said, "What do you know about Bitcoin?" And John had used it to buy a lot on Silk Road. And I was like, I don't know, man. I would, whatever. And so I would go back and change that moment and be like, here's $100, mm-hmm. buy the Bitcoin. But I think that's a little bit like Back to the Future Part 2, where you'd go back and you'd bet on sports games you knew the outcomes to.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I never would have picked up smoking at 16.
Mm.
I mean, granted, it did help change my voice, which helped my career, I would think. I had a high-pitched voice back before I smoked. But yeah, I mean, it'll be 10 years coming up this July, but I never would have picked up smoking at 16.
I wouldn't have been afraid to buy homes. I always talked myself out of houses,
okay.
Because I was afraid of the commitment. I was afraid of the market. I didn't understand. And I have a long list of condos that got away,
mm-hmm.
Because I would get so close to making that deal, and then I would talk myself out of it.
Imagine how much you could have flipped those condos for,
exactly.
and how much more
exactly.
money you would have right now, as
yes.
opposed to spending it on apartment rent.
Especially
the eight
years I was in Seattle. The place I almost bought that was a foreclosure,
now worth $1 billion in Seattle.
Well,
housing market's so ridiculous.
Literally, that exact unit. Like, and it did need some work, and that's what scared me.
Yeah, oh, that's not easy.
But it was 100,000+ as a foreclosure. Like, it was less than 200,000. But that was a scary amount for me.
Yeah.
That was a lot of money to get in on. And it was had work to do.
Mm-hmm.
But when I left, it was worth over $1 million.
Not surprised.
It would have changed my whole life.
Absolutely,
like,
it would have.
In 8 years. Like, so I wish I didn't have that fear. So when people are looking at buying homes young, like, and they don't think they're ready, I'm like, do it.
Try it.
Do it.
Try it.
Yes.
What's that one choice in your life you would change? 515-244-1033. Facebook, Twitter, and Threads as well. @Laser1033.
Married couples were surveyed. 1 in 3 would go back in time and not marry their current partner, which begs the question, if you had a DeLorean and could go back in time and change one thing, what would it be?
Laser, what's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Hey, good morning. It's Hans.
What's up, Hans? What's one choice in your life you would change?
When I was younger, in my younger days, a wiser older guy who's about my age now once told me, don't wait to buy land and wait. And I didn't listen to him.
What an interesting way to phrase that.
Yeah, my brother and I found a piece of property in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan,
mm-hmm.
960 acres.
God's country.
Yeah. It had a mile frontage on the Tequamenon River, and we snoozed and we lost. And I always regret that.
The land thing is scary. You have to be willing to live on it. Like, sometimes the waiting is for 80 years for that to develop. So if you're willing to live on it at some point, yes. A house in the city, always going to go up in value.
My mother-in-law's cousin who just passed, she's 93, like the whole Mustang thing I did last weekend, she's got a house they got to sell. Who wants to buy a house in Burlington, Iowa right now?
Burlington is hopping.
There's a Lowe's and a Menards, so you know there's a lot of people around there. But you know what I mean? Like, what do you do with that house?
Yeah.
You sell it. Do you sell it just to get rid of it? You sell it for under market just so it's, you wash your hands of it? Is that market going to go up in Burlington? Are people going to clamor to move to 3 hours, you know, southeast of Des Moines to go there? I don't know. It's weird. It's a tough one. Hans, appreciate you, man.
Take care, guys. Have a great day.
You too. I have an idea for Burlington, by the way.
What?
We could start some rumors about Burlington and really up their value. Like, for example, did you know that Burlington Coat Factory started in Burlington, Iowa?
I don't think that's true.
Did you know that Burlington, Iowa is the home of the Burlington 80 darts competition? It's where darts began. Wicked.
I don't think darts began in Burlington, Iowa.
Burlington tons of fun.
It's a weight loss company. I didn't know any of these things were born there.
2,000 reasons to go to Burlington. Ton of reasons.
If you could go back in time and you could change one choice that you made in your life, what would it be? Eric did the Bitcoin investment. Sure. He also says, I agreed with Wicket, don't get married young. Steven says, I would not have changed having kids. I love my kids, but I sure would have chosen someone different.
Can you read my favorite from Lucas, please?
What is it?
Lucas. I would have married Sky even sooner.
Oh, my God. Get out of here. Yeah, right. If you would have done it sooner, you probably would have regretted that.
You can tell that they're very much in love by looking at their Facebook posts.
Another person on the Laser text line. You can always text us, 515-244-1033. I wouldn't change having my kids, but I would change their mothers.
I think that changes about half of your
kids.
It
might. I'm not totally certain. And then Tony writes, the one thing I would change if I could, I would not have quit playing baseball. It was the summer before 8th grade. I decided I didn't want to play anymore. Then I found out a coach wanted to draft me to play with bigger kids because I was really good. It's my biggest regret, quitting baseball at the age of 13. Who knows? He could be playing for the Atlanta Braves or the Chicago Cubs right now. Tony, you could have missed it. You could have been in the MLB.
It's so funny, too, because this question, a lot of people are answering it. And no one is saying the whole, like, oh, sliding doors, change one thing, change everything.
We just change one thing and everything's fine. There's no butterfly effect. You just change one thing and you're good.
I mean, our friend Justin, who kicked us off this morning, who said, instead of getting married and having kids, I would have joined the military.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially you're saying, yeah, I wouldn't have had those kids.
Family would have been put on the back burner. Yeah, back, well, he got married at 21.
Right.
Don't do that.
That happens a lot.
Don't do that.
Starter marriage.
Don't have a starter marriage, all right? I didn't have a starter marriage. I just waited till I was 37.
Yeah, somebody that you know had a starter marriage, though.
That she did.
Every time I see 4 inches, I think I have made a mistake.
How is this a thing people want to do?
Mornings on Laser 103.3.
1 in 3 currently married people would go back in time and not marry their person. We're not talking about any divorced people. Currently married people.
Awkward.
Which begs the question, if you had a DeLorean and could go back in time and change one thing, what would that be?
Laser, who's this?
Hey, Scott. I married just the same woman twice. Second time wasn't good, so not a good idea.
Okay, so the first time was okay. Lesson learned, but went back to that well. Again, I mean, like, in that scenario, like, if I never ate candy, that I would be very happy. Because I would have never developed that, like, candy sugar addiction. That's fine. Like,
there's a lot of addictions I probably shouldn't have scratched and got into. I'm like, man, this is really great. this is really fun.
I don't know a lot of people. I know exactly one couple that got married a second time, and it did work out.
I know one, and it did work out as well, here in Iowa.
Yeah.
Do you even, let me ask you, Heather, because you've probably, like we talked about earlier, the corpses of former boyfriends. Do you talk at all to boyfriends you break up with? Because you don't strike me as the person who does anything besides maybe some Facebook stalking, but just, you know, talks and keeps up relationships with ex-boyfriends.
No. And
like, getting back together with them would be completely off the table for you.
In general, it is a mass cutoff. So in general, I leave the relationship, I leave the friend group completely. I leave the state usually.
Wow. You leave the state.
I do not want to see, think about, speak to.
Interesting.
Ever again. Because I think that when you feel so much love for someone, there's no way to completely get rid of it. Because, you know, when you think about it's like when you think about things from the past, a lot of times you romanticize them.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about some of the good things. And sometimes you're in a weak moment. You're vulnerable.
Pick up the phone. Let's call them.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I absolutely cut it all off. And I just, I can't imagine going back to something like that.
Seems like it would be even harder. Like, I got back together with one girlfriend once that I broke up with. Mm-hmm. And then that didn't last. 6 months later, we were split and one of us moved out of the state. I did not. She did. But imagine doing that after you've done years of marriage and then the roller coaster of divorce. And then that maybe moment of weakness or clarity, you pick up the phone, whatever, you call them again. And you rebuild that relationship to the point where you're like, you know what? We really do want to do this forever. And then in Scott's case, it didn't last. And in two other cases, one for you and one for me, people we know, it does or is potentially lasting right now. Like, what a roller coaster that ride must be.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
I think the only way it's possible is in some specific scenarios where maybe you have a very short relationship and you agree that perhaps your relationship is a cassette tape that you put on pause. And for some reason, you separate. And if you were to reunite again, because there's not an argument, there is not a deal breaker, and you just kind of come back together naturally. I've been in those situations where, you know, maybe you're in school, maybe they got a job somewhere, you're graduating, you go off, you do your thing, and then, oh, look, 10 years later, we happen to be in the same city. We never fully explored our relationship. We didn't break up. There was nothing wrong. Everything was fine. It was too new. It was only 3 months. Like, but it was a great 3 months. Let's try again. I've been in those situations.
Anybody ever remarried the same person? 515-244-1033. You ever remarried the same person? And did it? Because Scott brings up, like, all of a sudden my mind's exploding. Like, if you know, like, everybody knows one person.
I know one couple.
I know one.
And theirs turned out great, too.
I think they're still together. I'd have to check with Lee. She knows this couple as well. But 515-244-1033. Have you ever remarried the same person? And did it last? Are you guys still good? Or are you like Scott, who called us from Cambridge, and maybe it didn't work out so well?
515-244-1033.
Laser, who's this?
Hi, my name's Keitra.
Keitra, did you get married, get divorced, get married again?
No, but my parents actually are remarried.
Really?
They are together and happy.
How long were they separated? Like, how long was the quote-unquote divorce?
7-ish years, 6 years.
So they were split for 7. How long were they married the first time?
Well, they divorced when I was 12.
Okay, so together for at least 12, a 7-year break. What got them back together?
You guys getting out of the house?
That was the craziest thing ever because it was so unexpected. But they asked my sister and I to just meet up with them for supper one night. They told us they were moving back in together and they had plans to get married.
Were they dating behind your back?
No, probably.
Yeah. Well, if all of it, you don't just pick up the phone. You're like, hey, do you want to move back in together? You kind of have to rebuild that relationship again.
Well, the fact they even got divorced was a shock to everybody. Mm. So kind of perfect couple.
Well, you know what's weird? And I don't know if you two will agree, but there is a phenomenon that I have noticed where people that are in your group, when you look at them, because you've hung out with them so much, they don't really seem to age to you. When other people look at them, they're aging. But to you, you just see kind of the person.
Mm-hmm.
You're not noticing. And then when you go out into the world from that married perspective, when you're just seeing your person, you're not looking at an old man, you're looking at your person. And then you go out into the world, and when you actually look at the age-appropriate options for you, you're like, ew, why would I want to date all these old men? Like, and then you come back and you see your person again, and even though they might be 40 or 50, they don't look 40 or 50 compared to the rando 40 or 50-year-olds out there. So there's this weird kind of connection to a person that's been in your life that feels sexier.
Exactly.
I still look at Lee and see her from 2014. And
exactly.
I still look at her and see that way.
Yeah. So it's awkward to go out into the dating pool after you've been with someone for so long because they're kind of ageless to you.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate you.
Very welcome. Have a great day.
Laser, who's this?
Travis.
Travis, do you know anybody, or maybe it's you, that remarried somebody they divorced?
It's me.
What happened?
We met when we were 21. We worked together, and she got knocked up maybe like 6 months of us hanging out. So then we had our first kid. We got married at like 22, 23, had another kid, then had another kid. So I had like 3 kids by the time I was like 25, 26.
Nightmare.
I say don't have kids and don't get married young.
No, no. So then you guys split up?
Yeah, we split up for like 2 years. Like, I'd take her to the kids, and then I would stay the weekend. And then we just ended up getting back together.
Are you blissfully happy? Are you a Hallmark movie?
No, hell no.
Will Mario Lopez play you in a Hallmark movie?
No. He doesn't have enough gray hair.
Oh, well, yeah, having 3 kids will do that to you. So are you guys, were you married or just?
Oh yeah, we were legally married.
Are you going to get married to her, this woman, again?
Yeah, she wants to get married on the same day we got married the first time.
Dude, that's easy for you so you don't forget. It's also super weird.
Yeah, well, that's what I was kind of thinking. Like, I kind of remember when we got married. I think it was June 26th, not for sure.
Yeah, that's the thing too. She's like, we should get married on the same day. You're like, yeah, that date. Dude, you should get remarried on the day you got divorced.
I think it was the same exact day.
Like, oh, my God!
6 years later. I think I signed a divorce paper.
Oh, sick. The devil's number, 6. Normally, I love it. Normally, I love it. Oh, man.
Christian writes, because this question came from a survey that 1 out of every 3 married people
would go back in time and not marry their person. These are currently married people, not currently divorced people.
What one choice in your life would you change? 515-244-1033. Christian writes, my first 2 marriages. Got married for the wrong reasons both times. It's why I constantly tell my kids, I don't care what they do in their relationships. Live with whoever you want. Date whoever you want. I completely can care less. Only thing I insist on is not getting married until you're over 30. Me and Christian. See, we're going to start a movement banning marriage until you turn 30.
When I was a kid, like a little kid, my dad used to always tell me that I wasn't allowed to go on a date until I was 35.
Oh, yeah, my girls aren't dating till they're 35. Miles isn't going to want to.
I mean, it's okay.
Yeah, they're not going to date till they're 35. 515-244-1033. It's also up on Facebook, Twitter, and Threads at Laser1033. Laser, who's this?
Hey, this is Berno. What's up?
What's up?
I haven't talked to you guys forever. I miss you, but I don't because I listen to you every day on the radio.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
So question up today. 1 in 3 married people wish they had never gotten married. So that's staggering, but also begs the question, if there was one thing in your life that you could go back in time and change, what would that be?
To quit drinking earlier, sooner.
Get sober sooner.
Yes.
When did you quit?
I quit 3 years ago.
Okay. Was there anything?
Congratulations.
I lost track. It's been 2-3 years.
That's a good number to lose track of, I guess. Like, it's been so long. I've been sober for so long. It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Was there anything that caused you to say, all right, enough's enough?
I flat out miserable. No matter what I did, no matter how much money I had, I was lonely. I was miserable. Nobody wanted me. Nobody wanted to be around me. Mm. That's no kind of life to have.
No, it's a good call.
And the only reason I was there was because I chose to drink all the time.
Were you able to resurrect any of the relationships that...
Yeah. I saved my marriage.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. It's hard for the other people in that scenario because it's like you love someone, so you want to be there for them, but you want them to understand that you're going to leave them if they're going to walk down a certain path and you want to help them change. So cheers to your wife for sticking with you, but also, you know, doing whatever it took to get you healthy.
Isn't that the truth? I was so bad. So very bad to her. We don't realize what we do to the people around us.
Yeah. Well,
we don't.
Congratulations on changing your life. We're really proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you guys for rocking my world every day. I love you.
We love you.
Dude, good to hear from you.
Go Pack.
Go Pack. Even better. What a great way to end the call. Even this call got better and better.
515-244-1033. What one choice in your life would you go back and change? We're gifting you a DeLorean. You get one choice. Theoretically, to go back in time and change something, what would that be? 515-244-1033. Also up on Facebook at Laser1033.
Ben would quit smoking a lot earlier. And that was mine. Like, I started smoking at 16, stupidest thing I ever did. And I'm glad I quit. It'll be 10 years for me in July, but definitely not picking up that pack of Marlboro Lights and starting smoking when my parents couldn't. Maybe it was even 15. I don't even remember. That was a long time ago.
Congratulations, Wicked.
Thank you very, very much. Everybody's saying buy Bitcoin. Yes, we all would like to go back and buy Bitcoin, but not everybody even knew what it was or had the opportunity to do so. So what would you actually change that occurred in your life?
Yeah, those times where the path might have split and things might have been different.
Like
for you.
Put $1 million on the Chiefs to win a Super Bowl. Okay, we all would have done that, Back to the Future too. But what actually happened in your life that you would go back and change? 515-244-1033.